In or out? The EU referendum on Cambridge 105.
Tomorrow, Cambridge and the rest of the UK goes to the polls in the EU referendum. It's being described as one of the biggest decisions we'll make in our lifetime. One of those who's been campaigning for the UK to stay in the EU is the Labour East of England MEP Richard Howitt. I started by asking him about reports which say house prices could drop if we left the European Union.
Look, in Cambridge, of course, we're an international city. I think many people here locally see the benefits of remaining in, but it is right that we answer the hard questions, and one of those is around access to housing and the cost of housing. The idea that if Britain is poorer, between 40 and 80 billion pounds a year poorer, that we'll be able to build the houses that people need at an affordable price, well, that's difficult to understand. And so if the economy went down and the prices went down, that can give you the illusion that things might be better. But if people's pay goes down, then they'll be able to won't be able to afford the lower prices any more than they can today. And the bitter and hard truth is that if Great Britain PLC is worse off because we leave the European Union, that's every family, that's every worker. And so there's no simple answer to the housing crisis, leave the European Union. The answer to the housing crisis is build more houses.
Now, another big question that a lot of people have asked is how can we actually control the free movement of people from within inside the European Union?
At the moment, you do have to show a passport to come over the border. We've opted out of the Schengen borderless travel that they have in some of the other European countries. We've opted out of the EU immigration and asylum policy. And so when the Leave side in this referendum campaign try and scare people a bit by saying that we don't have controls, we do have controls. And hundreds of people from Cambridgeshire and the East of England were deported back actually last year. Thousands were not let in, and we have that right. Now, of course, there are benefits in us being able to travel to study and work. There are benefits in Cambridge for all the international people that come here to do so, and Cambridge is hugely celebrated for that. But everyone listening should remember we all benefit by being able to travel and study and work abroad too. And there are 2 million people from other European countries in Britain, but there are 2 million British people in other European countries. And so the idea that we would benefit at all by leaving the European Union in terms of immigration, I'm not sure I believe. I think there are some people concerned about it, and we understand that. But if they try and blame, as the Leave side do and some of the Conservative politicians do, blame the housing crisis or the crisis of the schools or the pressures on the health service on immigrants, they're not telling the truth. The problem of schools is 20% cuts. The problem of house building of houses is the lowest house building since the First World War. The problems of the health service are the taking on the junior doctors and the cuts in the health service. And let's not blame immigration for all the ills of the world. Let's deal with the world as it really is.
Let's move on to trade now. We currently buy more goods from the European Union than we sell them. If the UK does vote Brexit, why wouldn't a free trade deal be better for the UK?
Well, the way I describe that is at the moment we pay in, and for that we have a full say over the rules. And we are able to trade freely without barriers, and that's hugely beneficial to Britain. On average, each family in Cambridge and in Britain is £3,300 better off because of the extra trade we have from Europe. And what the Leave side in the referendum campaign do is, it's bizarre, they say we'll stop paying in, we'll stop fulfilling the obligations, but they'll give us as good a deal or better. Now, if there was a better deal to be done, right, why haven't we done it already? So that doesn't stack up. But if everyone thinks, if you went into your local supermarket, you got a basket full of goods, and you said at the checkout, well, actually, I'm not going to pay for that, and you're going to throw in a few extra free, what the person behind the till would say. And that's what Britain is saying to our fellow European partners, right? We are either going to be in the position of Norway or Switzerland that have to pay in as much as us, still have to have free movement and therefore immigration pressures, but don't have any say over the rules. That's clearly a worse deal for us. Or, as the Leave campaign say, we leave our main export market altogether, which is devastating for our business in Cambridgeshire and for Britain as a whole, is going to really hit us in the pocket. It's going to hit jobs, hit the job prospects for British people. And if it is a deal like that that they praise for Canada, 50% tariffs on food exports, 20% on alcohol, 10% on cars, a lot of extra cost for our businesses, prices going up, more unemployment. That is a bad deal, whichever way you look at it.
But if you look at Iceland, for example, they have a much smaller population than that of the UK and have managed to secure a free trade deal with China. Surely the UK could manage that with other countries, including the European Union?
Good question. But there isn't, it's not whether you're able to do a deal with other countries, it's whether it's a good or a bad deal. We can do a deal tomorrow, that's fine. But if it's a bad deal for our businesses and it hits our exports and makes more unemployment in Britain, we shouldn't do the deal. And the truth is that if, as a country of 60 million people, we do a deal with China of 1 billion people, we don't get as good a deal as if we're Europe, as half a billion people in 28 countries. We're able to extract more out of the bargain. And I'll give you an example of that. Europe did a trade deal with Korea. After that trade deal, British exports went up to Korea by 4 times. So yeah, we can survive out of the European Union. We've all said that, but we'll be worse off. And why would we vote to be poorer? And yes, we could have trade deals, but we could have bad trade deals, bad for business, increasing unemployment. Or we could have good trade deals by staying in the European Union. It isn't an alternative. It's a false choice the Leave campaign make between saying we should be part of Europe or part of the wider world. The truth is we have more clout, more influence, get a better deal with the wider world by being part of the European Union.
Now, a big topic in the referendum has been around sovereignty. How can we truly have UK sovereignty and a UK parliament if a large chunk of our laws are made in Brussels?
Again, an important question to reassure people about. First of all, how large is that chunk? Right, the independent House of Commons Library, clearly unbiased, 12%, so 88%. All taxation, the health service, education, foreign policy, defence.
But both Leave campaigners have been saying it's around 70%.
But the House of Commons Library is known for being impartial. Social Security as well. All of those things I have no say over as a member of the European Parliament. But the 12% is rather important because they're things that we'd have to have international agreements about anyway. They're things like trade, the environment and fighting climate change, international transport. You know, you can't have one safety rule for an aeroplane when it takes off and a different one when it lands. And so these things that we would have to have deals about anyway, but they would probably be worse deals and they wouldn't be subject to the same democratic oversight that they do by the European Parliament. And when people say we don't have sovereignty, in this world of international terrorism, drug trafficking and people trafficking, climate change, big health pandemics like avian flu and HIV, AIDS, many of the things that affect Great Britain can only be dealt with by cooperating with other countries abroad. And if we withdraw from cooperating with them, then we will have less say as Britain in defending the rights and protecting the lives of the people of Britain. And I argue, and the Remain side in this campaign argue, that there is more sovereignty, more say by us being part of Europe than leaving an empty seat, all those bad things happening in the world, but us having less influence to deal with them.
And finally, there's been a lot of scaremongering, as it's been said, on both sides of the campaign. Can you understand why some people are getting frustrated that it might be warping the facts in many ways?
Yes, I do, because I'm frustrated myself. I've been campaigning non-stop because I believe passionately that Britain is better off inside the European Union. And the way that particularly the national media has interpreted the rules of the game is you have 30 seconds of one side saying one thing and then 30 seconds of the other side saying it's all rubbish. And then you just swap sides. You know, that obviously isn't leading to a very brilliant debate that really can enlighten people. Having longer sessions like this, I hope, does. But the real difference is this, that as a Remain campaigner, I don't say everything in Europe is wonderful. I think there's a lot wrong with Europe. But I know that you don't change the rules of the club, of a club that you're not a member. And I do know that things are a lot worse if we leave. whereas the Leave side will tell you everything's terrible and it's all a disaster. And that is part of, you know, I think they're the true scaremongers. But what I say is this: there is a very, very positive case for us to be part of the European Union. And it is the case which says there'll be more jobs, 800,000 more by 2030, that those jobs will be better paid and better protected because employment rights come from Europe.
In or out, the EU referendum on Cambridge 105.